People who get arrested in New York City usually go to Rikers Island. It's a complex of jails connected to the city by a narrow strip of land in the waters off LaGuardia Airport. Of those released from Rikers, 60% go back. A few years ago, a retired cosmetics executive named Mark Goldsmith looked at that statistic and decided to do something about it. NPR's Jim Zaroli has this profile.
The first time Mark Goldsmith and I tried to visit Rikers, we were forced to turn back. There was some kind of disturbance. We never found out what, and the place was in lockdown. Goldsmith shrugged it off. He's been coming to Rikers for 6 years, and these things happen. A few days later, we've come back. So many teenagers end up at Rikers. The city operates a school here. Today, Goldsmith is standing inside a classroom talking to a half dozen young men about job interviews.
You don't have a lot of time when you go on an interview, right? In fact, people usually make up their mind in the first 30 seconds or a minute.
Goldsmith tells the young man to pair off and practice telling each other what skills they have.
Well, I'm good at electrical. I get along with people.
Most of the men have never held a job before or even been on a job interview, and Goldsmith says they have little idea how to find work when they get out.
You have to understand that these young men have never talked to a successful human being in their life. Their neighborhood is one block east, west, north, and south their apartment. They do not know a single person who can help them when they get out, not one.
Finding work is especially hard because they have criminal records. It's a rough crowd. One young man is here on a gang assault charge. Another is in for attempted murder. A lot have what a psychologist might call anger management issues. Goldsmith talks to them about how to get along with coworkers. He tells them about a guy he used to work with.
And he kept baiting me. And in the big meetings with the president, there'd be five vice presidents, and I'm sitting there, and this guy's aggravating me. Now, I had a choice to make. Was I going to give in to him? No, I just didn't pay any attention to him.
As he talks, the men hang on his words. Goldsmith is 74 with white hair, and he wears a suit and tie. Assistant Principal Tanya Threadgill says a lot of the inmates grew up without fathers, and they've never had someone like Goldsmith take an interest in them.
It doesn't matter to them that he's Caucasian or older. He's a man. He's been successful in life. And I think that's an important connection for them. He doesn't come across as, you know, overly authoritarian or anything like that. But he's coming there to help them, and that's something that they definitely appreciate, I think.
Goldsmith came to Rikers almost by accident. 6 years ago, he got involved with a not-for-profit program that encourages New York civic leaders to volunteer in the schools.
I went to the organization. I said, give me a tough school. I thought I was headed for East New York or maybe South Bronx. And they said, would you go to jail? And I said, okay, I'll go to jail.
Goldsmith found out he had more in common with the inmates than he expected. He himself had once been a poor student and a college dropout. He knew what it was like to be an aimless young man with no clue how to get by. The program he started, Getting Out and Staying Out, tries to reach out to young men early on and help them chart a course for their lives.
And your next court date's January 5th.
Today, Goldsmith talks to an inmate named Deshaun McDonald, who dreams of becoming a counselor.
So I'm going to bring you out some career information on counseling. You're going to have to go to school to do this. You can't just do it because you want to do it or because you're good at it.
Over the next few years, Goldsmith and his staff of seven will track McDonald through the prison system, and they help people like him get high school diplomas.
And we tell them about the fact that we are going to invest in them as we would invest in a business. So you're a business. What do I want back? I want you to get educated. I want you to learn a trade, and I want you to be successful.
When inmates are released, they head to the program's Harlem office, where they're taught how to dress and present themselves. They're given a subway card and an alarm clock, and the program stays with them until they find a job, no matter how long that takes. Jermaine Robinson credits Goldsmith and the program with turning his life around.
He explained to me, like, a quote from Muhammad Ali, like, you know, the work that you put in the gym is what your outcome is going to be. And I look at it like, this is my gym, and I put in a lot of work. Like I said, without them, I wouldn't have gotten where I'm at right now.
Robinson was released last March and just started a job at an outdoor advertising company. Getting Out and Staying Out, which is funded through private foundations, has helped nearly 1,500 young men like Robinson, Of those, 1 in 5 has returned to jail, but that's well below the rate of return for Rikers as a whole. The lesson, Goldsmith says, is that when you show young men a realistic path out of jail, a lot of them will be eager to follow it. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
You can find more about social entrepreneurs like Mark Goldsmith at our website, npr.org.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.